the question comes up that if the main reasons, the main purposes of Bikur Cholim are to pray for the Chole and also to take care of his needs, what if people are already doing that? What if, for the Mashal, for example, nowadays in hospitals, let's say there's a Chole that you know that's in a hospital or he's in a nursing home, and nurses are constantly walking in and out, and doctors are constantly walking in and out, checking the sick people to see if everything's okay, to take care of their physical needs. You know, and the doctors are supposed to be, they're supposed to be, you know, nice and friendly and empathetic to take care of their emotional needs. And let's say you have a family member there also who's davening for him. So do you still have that obligation of doing Bikur Cholim? It's a very, very well-known question that's brought up. If other people are also doing it, do you still have that obligation? And the answer is, well, let's see. When it comes to tefillah, even if someone's already praying, there for the cholet, eino dome one tefillah to two tefillot. One person's tefillah to two people's tefillot. It's not, you can't compare one tefillah, one person praying for someone to have refuah shlema, to two people praying for refuah shlema. So of course your obligation still exists. Of course it does. That takes care of the tefillah. But what about taking care of the physical needs? So his physical needs might be met. But what about his other needs? What about his spiritual needs? Let's say you're his rabbi, you're his chavruta, and you know that he hasn't learned Torah in a couple of days. So his family members can't necessarily take care of those needs. Let's say you're a very close friend, and you always have heart to hearts with him, and you always talk to him on a very deep level, and talk about his feelings, and make him feel better when you talk to him. So his family members might not necessarily be taking care of those needs, or even if they are, even if all of those needs are met, all those needs are taken care of. Still, when a person sees a new face coming to visit him, taking time out of his busy day and coming to visit him, it makes him feel good. It makes the sick person feel good. When he knows that people are caring for him, when he knows that people are thinking about him, you know, it doesn't matter if there are three people there or four people there already. One more person, one additional person would mean so much for that sick person. This is not really exactly the same, but it's similar. I remember at my own wedding, so I sent invitations to many friends, and I put an invitation up in the yeshiva. And I had, Leah and I had maybe 70 or 80 friends that came to the wedding. A lot of friends. But there was one person I remember seeing at the wedding that I didn't invite. I barely said hello to him. I barely had anything to do with him. Nothing. He just saw the invitation in the yeshiva. And he said, hey, I think I know this person. Let me just show up to his wedding. And I told him afterwards, I saw him the next week in yeshiva. I told him, it meant so much to me that you came. Why? Because my friends, who I'm very close with, okay, of course they're going to come. But to have a person that says to himself, you know what, I don't know this person, but it'll probably make him happy if I show up. You know, that additional person, on top of the 70 or 80 people that came, it meant so much to me. So, alachat kama v'kama, all the more so when it comes to someone who doesn't have 60, 70 people coming to visit him every day, a sick person, right? So, of course, that additional person would make him feel much better. We know there's a nice remez, I'll end off with this. It's a nice remez that I saw in Chaim Ovadia Yosef Sefer Chazon Ovadia and Avelut. In the beginning of that Sefer, he talks about Bikur Cholim. So he says, that we know the Gemara says that when a person does the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, he could potentially remove 1/60th of his machala, 1/60th of his sickness, of his illness. And he could help cure him by a 60th, right? So Chaim Ovadia Yosef says there's a nice remez to this in Parashat Vayechi. Parashat Vayechi, where do we find the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim in Parashat Vayechi? Who can tell me? Parashat Vayechi?
Yaakov.
Yaakov was sick. Yaakov was down in Mitzrayim, and all the Shvatim were all down there. This is after Yosef revealed himself to the brothers, and he brought Yaakov and he brought the whole Mishpacha down to Mitzrayim. And Yaakov was getting old. Right, so they came and told Yosef, before they told the brothers, they came and told Yosef, Hine avicha chole. Hine avicha chole. Behold, your father is sick. Hine avicha chole. So what's the gematria of the word hine? Hey, nun, hey. 60. Okay, keep that in mind, put that in your back pocket. Later on, Yosef came to visit Yaakov, and they told the brothers, and the brothers came to visit Yaakov, and the Pasuk says, Vayishtachu Yisrael al rosh amita. And Israel, the Shvatim, they bowed to the head of the bed where Yaakov was. Right? So al rosh hamita, on the head of the bed, hamita. What's the gematria of hamita? Hey, mem, tet, hey. Hey is 59. Hamita. So what happened was that after Yosef went to go visit him, it wasn't 60 anymore, now it's one. Now it's 59. Because he removed the 60th of his of Yaakov Avinu's machala. That's how much a person can do. You know, every additional, the same way when Yosef went to Yaakov, it meant so much to him because Yosef was so dear to Yaakov. It was so dear to him, and therefore he was able to help cure him by 60th. So too, each and every single person, don't ever hesitate from going to visit a sick person. You can make that much of a difference in his life. Chazak baruch.